I'd like to just start out, let's turn to Isaiah 40. The lesson today is on preparing for the Messiah. And I want to read a passage from Isaiah 40. Isaiah was a prophet during reign of a number of kings, Hezekiah being the one. And he was warning the Jewish nation about their ways and it was challenging them to change. And he was doing this over a number of years. And if you look at the book of Isaiah, about 10, 12 chapters before this, Isaiah is full of warning the whole way through. Gloom, doom message for a lot of people. And then he comes to Isaiah 40. And it was a time of trouble in the Jewish nation and trouble coming. And Isaiah had lots of words about that. And then he comes to this and he starts writing this. I'd just like to read a couple verses. And I'd like you to think about the parallel between John coming, bringing a message of hope, and Isaiah was bringing a message of hope in the middle of gloom. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. I'm starting at verse 1. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. So Isaiah is saying, there's going to come a time when all the payment for your sin, Judah, will be paid for. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. The idea of preparing a path from their exile back to their homeland. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of our God stands forever. I'm sure as the people were hearing this, they had a message of hope as they thought about coming back from their exile. And it was a message of hope for that time, and it was a message of hope for the time that John the Baptist was speaking. And he saw himself as the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. It's speaking of hope and deliverance. And for the people then, they were probably thinking of more of a physical deliverance. And John had in mind a heart and soul spiritual deliverance. Let's just pray. Thank you, Lord, that you have come to set us free. And you've come to give us life. And even though things in those days for Judah was pretty dark, there was a message of hope because of who you were. And there's a message of hope now because of who you are and who you continue to be. Just commit this Sunday school to you and ask, Lord, for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.